Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front again on Audio Boom with Ray, the Romford Pelly Parlour. Why don't you stick to Ray Parlour? Ray, how are we?
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
Good morning. I'm getting too used to this. You okay, pal?
Yeah, really good.
Lots to talk about. I think we've got to start, and hopefully you agree, with this image rights nonsense with Jose and Man United and Chelsea. Quite incredible. I've never heard of this before.
Well, I think a lot of the players have it now, the image rights, where they've got to do stuff for the club, and it's built into their contracts and this, that, whatever. But I'm amazed, because Jose just wants to get back into football. And surely a big club like Manchester United, you know, it's a dream come true for him, really. I mean, what a job it is to take on now.
Oh, yeah, but it's not his fault. No, Chelsea have got his image rights and United want them. I don't think it's Jose.
Well, I don't know what's going to go on then between the clubs. I don't know.
Do you remember, Ray, when David Beckham went to Real Madrid?
Yeah, but surely if you leave a club,
your rights go with you.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have thought that. But I remember Beckham going to Real Madrid. People said, what a deal United have got, you know. Real Madrid were popping champagne corks because they knew how much his image rights were, Beckham worldwide, for Real Madrid. They felt they got him cheap.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, the players' image rights are much more different to body managers. You know, you want to, all the top players in the world, I'm sure their image rights are fortunes. Imagine Ronaldo or Lionel Messi, or for their image rights, it'd be absolutely unbelievable. But Jose, look, I'm sure he's just looking forward to getting to the hot seat.
Cantona, then, talking about seagulls and after the Sprats and stuff like that. He's come out and said he's not the perfect fit for United. His style of play, I like Jose. I like his personality. He's a winner, but he is not for United.
Well, he's more or less saying they're quite negative when he plays Mourinho. He likes his wingers to get back and sit in there as a five in midfield and work hard. I mean, how does one matter feel? You know, he got pushed out of Chelsea.
He's phoned Pickford.
And he's like that. He's like, wow, what has my Donald, you know? Leave the club where he didn't really fancy me and push me on, and then suddenly he gets the job again. So,
well, you know who they're talking about? They're talking about William from Chelsea. 60 mil.
Well, he's a top player.
He works
Chelsea,
and forward, back
Conte,
and forward.
Conte ain't going to be letting players like Willian go. I mean,
yeah, but Jose's in his ear and said, I'm coming, you know.
Well, it'd be interesting
Ibrahimovic, the term of the deal's done.
Well, I'll definitely take him. I mean, for a season. I know he's on big money. I think he wants about 11 million a year or something like that. But he's on a free transfer. I think he'd be a massive impact player. You know, he takes free kicks. He's a real handful. You know how good he is, and they look after themselves. You know, so 34 years old is nothing for imagine Rashford coming off the bench or learning off him as well. He's had a great first season, Rashford. But Ibrahimovic coming in, that is a marquee signing. That is a player.
Ray, just a quickie with Rashford in case I forget. Obviously, Daniel Sturridge. We'll come back to Man U. Sorry, I'm diversing just quickly. Sturridge got a calf problem. We don't know how bad it is yet. Is it a tear? Is it a tweak? We don't know. Rashford, the door is open for the Europeans.
What an opportunity. And he deserves his chance because he's been superb. I mean, we were having a chat earlier about youngsters getting in from LVG, putting youngsters in. But I don't think he had any choice, Hal, did he? When you got injuries in key positions, Martial was injured. The only player they had fit was Rashford, so that's how he got his opportunity.
Well, Ray, when I go back to my career, Bobby Robson, who I loved, Sir Bobby. Sir Bobby never really dropped a regular player ever for a young kid. But when he had to throw them in, he was ready to go. You've done well, son. You're banging the goals in for the reserves. You've deserved your chance, in you go. But he didn't drop anyone.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, would LVG would have dropped anybody for Rashford or any of the youngsters he's put in? It was just purely too many injuries, and he had no options. So, I mean...
What about Stones? I keep hearing maybe Stones from Everton. Would he be Jose's type of player?
I think that Chelsea will definitely be backing for him. I mean, I'm sure they'll be looking at the Everton situation. No manager at the moment. I think Lukaku looks like he's off as well. So I think Stones and Lukaku would be the ones who leave. Barkley maybe stays. I think he might stay, but I think they get the money in, then they really go in and say, right, we need four or five big players now. I mean, good players who are going to really hack it in the Premier League.
Is there any chance of Jose saying, I'm sick of all this. Okay, attack, attack, attack. Let's do it.
But he's got to do... Well, that's the big question is, I mean, LVG is a very experienced manager, but it's the style of football well. I mean, how many goals did they score last season? It just wasn't good. It's just not Manchester United we know. I played against Manchester United midfields when they had Paul Scholes, Roy Keane, Ryan Giggs on the wing. Absolutely brilliant. David Beckham whipping balls in for the forwards. But now it's very pedestrian football, isn't it? I mean, it's very predictable sometimes. Yep. And teams know how to play against them. So I think that's what they want. But the fans
are we saying that Chelsea never battered teams? I was saying Real Madrid under Mourinho never battered teams. I'm sure they did.
Well, what Mourinho wants off his players is hard work as well, off the ball. And probably Mata didn't give that. You know, Mata's a player where you've got to have players around him to do his work for him. And he's more... We had players like that. I had players like Perez, you know, excellent going forward. But coming back, he wasn't the best. Mark Overmars, another one. But they were so vital for the team. So we used to say as a team, right, we'll do your work for you. We will tackle for you. And then when you make sure, when we win the ball back, you'll be going that way. And you make sure you create something or create a chance for Omri.
One of the players you told me the other day was underrated was Wiltor.
Yeah, he was. His work rate was unbelievable. I mean, he was a player, was very clever, good finisher. But we had four top strikers in. You know, you imagine having a squad with Omri, Dennis Bergkamp, Sylvain Wiltord and Kanu. Now, Kanu was a very good player. You know, when he got his opportunity, he was a real impact player.
How big were his feet, Al? 17?
14. They were like canoes. But I promise you now, you could probably go down his Thames in them. But he was a player, right? Believe it or not, I don't know, you know, whether he's had the right birth certificate, I'm not too sure. But he was stiff as a ball. When he walked out the training ground, he looked like me dad walking out in front of me. And he was only about 22. We used to say to him all the time, Kanu, when you have a birthday, you go up a year, not down a year. We always used to say that mucking about. But he was a real talent. And believe it or not, when you kicked him, he would turn you inside out. I've never seen like quick feet.
So when you, but play when you,
when you was
back,
just sit there,
just be just, nice. To
yeah,
him.
You'd be nice to him, and he was laid back, and he was like, okay,
something like that.
Yeah,
once
but
you
if you
get
kicked him,
one, I'm going to do you.
So I remember Martin Keown kicking him a few times in training, and Martin got twisted. You know, he didn't know where he's coming or going, Martin. And that's them quick feet, and he was a top player. So Wiltord was an excellent player.
So yeah, so for Jose's point of view, Fellaini, will he be bombed?
I think so. I think he's really got to look at that midfield area. Fellaini, what is his best position? Is he a holder? Is he just behind the front? Is he? Obviously, you play a bit more direct. If you play Fellaini up front or just off the front, you're a little bit more direct.
Yeah.
I mean, which ain't a bad thing, that you've got to get the knockdowns. But I think Jose will look at his young players he's got, Lingard, Martial, what a season he's had for his first season.
By the way, those United fans, though, you know, talk about fickle. I remember when Ron was there, Ron Atkinson, I was playing, and Liverpool and Everton were winning everything. They were winning the Premier. They were whinging about this, whinging about that. You know, and then the Beckhams come along, lovely, great, under Fergie. Don't forget they hounded Fergie out to begin with. Mm. They wanted him
out. But it's expectation now, always. I mean, we used to have it sometimes. I mean, Arsene Wenger come in, now he's getting a little bit, now they want to win trophies and this, that, and whatever. But it's how you start, and Ferguson got in a run that, every single season, they're challenging. They're challenging for either the title, Champions League, finals, and that's what the fans get used to. So suddenly when you have a bit of a dip, which they're having probably, you know, not getting in the top four, we've never known Manchester United to have an argument to say...
But they are touchy, by the way. I spoke to Ollie Murs.
Well, you know him,
sensation,
didn't you?
Right? He was a big United fan. And I said to him today, I said, Ollie, I said, you normally practice for all your gigs on a Thursday night. That'll have to stop now. United are in the Europa League. Don't use that. Don't use that.
Well, I tell you what, as a player, Al, what a nightmare. you know, playing on Thursday nights. I mean, you mentioned it.
Oh.
You'd have a Sunday off, didn't you? You know, you're playing Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff.
What's up in this guy? A nice little Sunday off.
Happy days. Everybody's happy. But now, you know, you're being Saturday Sunday.
So are we saying here then, Chelsea have a serious chance? There's no Champions League football, is there?
Well, again, this transfer window or market during the summer, I know all the managers will be watching the Euros and seeing who's going to be impressing. For me, the one to watch is Griezmann, Atletico. He could be, I've gone for him, golden boot out. I think he's going to be the one at France that they really look at him, and he's such a good finisher. But all the scouts will be there watching all these players and seeing who they can bring into their clubs. But this transfer merry-go-round going to be coming up is going to be unbelievable. Liverpool need players. Chelsea need players. Man United need players.
Do you know what the Arsenal boy
Man City need a whole back four.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look
what
at
the Arsenal boy
Arsenal with a couple
Swiss,
of players.
Yeah,
he's tough. It's tough. He's got three.
Can't be Swiss.
Well, he got three red cards in the Bundesliga before Christmas. So he puts a tackle in, which they need someone like that in midfield. He's skipped
Tommy,
as well.
Tommy cards. You know, when he played in the most red cards in Spain, La Liga, Pochettino. He had the most red cards when he played. Yeah, he was a nasty little git.
Was he? I mean, when you get a red card out there, it's a yellow card in England probably. So you know what the ref's like, and you know that they always seem to book. You see on a regular basis 9-10 bookings in a game in the league. So that's the difference between the refs over there and over in England.
What about the other big story around Ray? They're talking about a lot of money as well, aren't they? For Rafa Benitez to stay in Newcastle, who signed a 3-year deal. The bookies make him 11-4 favourite to win the championship with Newcastle. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think it's going to be easy for Newcastle. I'm going to have a bit of a 11-4.
I fancy that all day long. I fancy Rafa. But what he done towards the end of the season, probably a bit too late, but he's got his feet under the table now. He knows he's got a decent squad.
I reckon
the ball would have said to him, right, you don't have to sell anyone. You can build
football as well.
You can build on a couple of players where we need. There's the money if we need it. Mike Ashley's probably going to Rafa.
He picks the phone straight to Mike now. No in between.
Do you know what, Al? I think it was down to the last game. I think Rafa Benitez, when they beat Spurs 5-1, which no one expected, you know, they're relegated. Tottenham going up there to try and get second place. I was pretty pleased, mate, to be fair, but it was one of them situations where... Was that another bottle of bubbly we had on that? I think we had two on that one.
Things up.
I'll have to get me the cellar a little bit bigger for the bottle of bubbly for that.
I think they'll win it. I think they'll
But I
that.
Think that Rafa Benitez, with the reaction of the crowd last game of the season, he thought, you know what, they're right behind me here. I know I can build something.
What about the reaction of the players? Do you think there's one there... You know, the World Club Championship.
Yeah, well, you know, they went out on a high. Look, that's all they can ask for. I think they'd be pretty confident now, the fans. Look, it's a tough league with no championship. And I think Rafa Benitez doesn't really know how many games come thick and fast. You're playing for a week.
What's he getting, 5 million a year?
Does he need the money? I don't think he does it for money.
I think he does.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I was him. I wouldn't be, if I didn't need the money, I wouldn't be managing football clubs.
Well, it's a bug.
It's all right for you. You had that sort of money.
You ask.
And then you lost it, you're numpty.
You ask some managers. You know, you do a lot of work with Neil Warnock. Sam Allardyce, he looked like he was about for a year. Straight away, he's got a job at Sunderland. He couldn't wait to get back in. So, you know.
Plus, Jose will be managers on a fortune to bring them back as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
But he could be going to the new den, Millwall, if the playoffs go the right way. He could be going to Rotherham. You know, in Rafa, some away games for Rafa was
it'd
a new
be tough.
Camp.
It'd be, yeah, of course it'd be tough. But I think he knows English football now. He's been involved in English football for many years. I know that he was in the Premier League, which is different, but he will get used to it. He will get a squad ready to really battle. But again, it's not easy. It's not an easy league. We'll have Derby
up.
And people
are we,
like
are, we, are we going to have 11-4
or 3-1? I think they'll come up, yeah. I do. I really believe that Rafa Benitez will get the best out of the team. I think they'll show signs of what they showed towards the end of the season. And the big key is keeping your players, keeping the best players. And I think that the players will stay because Rafa Benitez is there.
Ray, let's look ahead to the playoffs. A great weekend coming up. And can you believe, you won't believe this, AFC Wimbledon against Plymouth, over 50,000 seats have been sold.
Brilliant.
Over 50,000.
Their problem they've got is AFC Wimbledon. If they go up, is the ground big enough?
No, they're building a new one, aren't they?
If they can build a little bit more, and what a great story that is. I mean, if they could look, Plymouth are a good side, though. I mean, that ain't an easy game to call that. Probably Plymouth would be favourites on that to win that.
Do you know what? I think they're both really tight.
Yeah, I think
Hull are favourites in the big one. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the two, the ones
Millwall
below.
Barnsley.
Millwall, but again, I think Barnsley are just favourites.
Well, Walsall, they beat them very comfortably.
Yeah, Barnsley are just favourites. And they're in great form, be a disaster.
But there'd be goals in that one. I think there'd definitely be goals because they score on a regular basis, Barnsley. Millwall have shown that they score goals as well. So I can see that being an open game.
So what about the big one, Hull against Sheffield Wednesday? Hull are strong favourites.
Well, what a result that was. Go to Derby. You know, Derby were big favourites to put it to win that at home. They beat them 3-0, but then they nearly threw it away. Lost 2-0 at home against Derby, who had a real go. And Sheffield Wednesday, fantastic performance from them. And look, they come sixth. Everyone's disappointed for Chris Hughton because when you miss out on automatic promotion, sometimes that happens. You go into the playoffs, the players are a little bit disappointed. Had a few injuries, key injuries as well.
Well, think of that really right away. You mentioned Chrissy Hughton, right? Brighton, and how well they played. Second leg, first half, battered.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday couldn't get a second goal. So from a Newcastle point of view, if you're going to take the 11-4, you've got Villa, Norwich, you've got Brighton.
Derby,
Ipswich. They tell me Wolves could have a new owner soon.
Well, you're looking at who Blackburn get, who Nottingham Forest get as manager. You know, there's so many ifs and buts at the moment in the Championship, but you still would be comfortable to put your money on Newcastle, for me, with the crowd and the club itself. I mean, as I said before, Rafa Benitez is massive for them that he signed. Now, they've got a good manager in place, so that is good bet for me, Al. But the playoff final itself, I think it's such a tight one. I really couldn't call it.
Well, there's another tight one, Ray, and we should move on, is Real Madrid, Atletico in the Champions League final. What a game this is going to be.
Yeah.
Madrid are favourites, and if you fancy Atletico, it's good odds. I love an underdog, but I just see, I think Ronaldo's fit. I see Real Madrid just breaking them down.
Well, if you look at the whole, I think probably five players going forward. Modric, what a player. Midfield. Cruz, brilliant player. Then you look up in front of them.
Modric, I love Modric.
Modric, he's the platform for all the attacks. He's the one who keeps it ticking over. He's such a clever player. You know, he always one step ahead in that midfield.
No mention of Bale because you're worried about Wales coming up.
Bale could definitely be a big, big factor in the final. I mean, I think he's had a good spell once he's been there. I think he'd be there next season. It'd be interesting to see what happens during the summer with Real Madrid. But what a season it'd be. If Zidane can lift that Champions League on the first attempt, so that would be amazing. I mean, they nearly got to Barcelona. Barcelona just had a little bit too much in the end to win the league, and they won the Copa del Rey as well, which was a real feisty game. I don't know if you watched that, Al. Barcelona, Seville. It was red cards and all sorts in that game. So I think there could be a red card out as well. I mean, I think it's going to be a real tight game.
You get your betting boots on
Simeone
again.
On that line. You imagine?
He's horrible.
Two different characters. Zidane would be cool.
He is horrible.
Zidane would be all cool on the line. And Simeone would be up and down, really urgent, trying to get every ounce of energy out of his players. But there's one thing about Atletico, they can defend for their lives.
The two Godin, I'd love to see it in my football
Godin
club.
Godin and Jimenez.
Brilliant, aren't they?
Godin is
proper
the one.
Defenders.
And All Black in goal, he's had a great season. So the goalkeeper's going to have to have a good game. I'm sure there'll be lots of chances. But they've got one key player for me. If he gets an opportunity, is Griezmann. If Griezmann can get an opportunity,
you like this guy? Don't you?
He's different.
But
class.
You hadn't heard of him two years ago.
I'm thinking he could be a big money move to the Premier League. He's the next big one. I think someone like City might say, "Look, let's have a go with Griezmann." I think he's a player that we can bring into the club. So I really, you talk about 11-4 for Newcastle. I think he could be Golden Boot, Al. Euros. I think he's the one. He'd get lots of chances with France midfield. So look, I'm going to go with a Real Madrid win. Just about, I think they might nick it with the Ronaldo. He always seems to turn up in big games.
2-0.
Yeah,
well, Madrid, Real.
Yeah, 2-0, 2-1. Maybe will they nick one? Maybe they can nick one. But I would probably go 1-0, 2-0 with you. I mean, I think 1-0 even, because I think it's going to be a tight game, and I'm going to go for a red card. I think it's about 9-4. Red card. in the game. You know what it's like.
How can you have a bet it's on a derby. Football game hoping someone
it's
gets...
It's a derby.
Hope someone breaks someone's leg and gets sent
there'll
off.
There'll be bookings and all sorts, you watch.
What about in Scotland then? Joey Barton. Well done, Joey. I must admit, I killed him on radio a wee bit. I shouldn't have done. I was very naughty.
He's a Celtic fan.
Exactly. And that's what just what the Rangers supporters don't want to hear. I said, you can't believe
it. Kenny Dalglish was a Rangers fan,
right? Oh, we had loads. Danny McGrain,
and he played for Celtic.
They were all the other side of the fence to me. They were all, you know, they were all blue noses.
You was an Arsenal fan, weren't you? And you played for Tottenham?
I remember 78, Ray. You know, FA Cup fan, Ipswich won Arsenal now.
Yeah.
So,
I should have said Norwich fan. I should have said Norwich fan.
It's going to be great, I promise you, because Joey's going to be right to go there because he's good enough. Burnley, who were superb this year in our championship, I still think it's a higher standard than Scottish Premier.
Yeah.
So Joey should have no problem but for a season or two.
Yeah, he was brilliant at Burnley. I think if you ask every fan at Burnley, he put it in it week in, week out. Everyone went, oh, can he hack it in the championship? Look, games come thick and fast. But he's played every game. He was influential. Very experienced player. And what a move. I mean, that's
a
great move.
What a move for Celtic as well.
What a move for Rangers.
I think when Rangers beat Celtic in penalties in the semi-final, was a major slap in the face for the board. They've seen the empty seats at Parkhead for the last 8-10 games, home games.
Yeah.
Where's everyone going?
They're
they've got the hump. They're not happy. There's no entertainment. So they break the bank. They get Brendan Rodgers.
Brilliant signing.
And I mean, they break the bank. They pay Liverpool also for the money that they paid out for Brendan until he gets a new job.
I think they
had to. What's the deal? So we'll pay a few mil. And they're giving them 45 grand a week, I believe.
Well, they had to do something like that, Al. They had to look at it and say Rangers is a big threat next year. There's no doubt.
No.
They will be.
No.
But what was the price you said to me the other day? You said to me, Celtic to win all four games, 13-2. No chance. Rangers will definitely at least win one.
All right, we'll only win three.
What could be a couple of draws there as well. So, I mean, it's great for the Premiership, the Scottish Premiership.
You
I think they great. Need.
When was the last time you watched a Scottish Premier
you
game?
You tell me.
You little fibber.
I watched the final the other day, Hibs. I know we didn't. Unsavoury scenes at the end, but what a game.
When?
What a game. It was a brilliant game, it was. And Hibs, I think that's the first trophy they've won, isn't it?
114 years.
Unbelievable. Though. So you can see the celebrations at the end and amazing.
But, no, you're and, Ray, to be fair, you're
that's
right.
That's another
at the
manager.
End was a disgrace.
Yeah, it was a disgrace. And let's have a chat about Alan Stubbs, what a job he's done. And he's been touted a lot of championship clubs at the moment now.
Where's he been linked with? Not Bolton, is he?
There's been a few.
Rotherham,
Bolton. There's all these clubs have been linked with. Your mate, Neil Warnock, has been linked with loads as well.
He's linked my Callaway Golf Club.
You've been linked with a few, Al. I can't believe it. However, you want to chuck your...
Excuse me, I've got my badges.
If you want to chuck your early mornings in for VA manager, I don't know.
I have got my badges, don't worry about that.
What, Blue Peter badge, what?
Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Yeah, the swimming, but when you have to jump in the swimming pool and get a badge, what?
What about the Euros quickly? Can England win it, seriously?
Of course they can win it. I mean, look...
What?
Look, can Leicester win a Premier League last season?
No chance.
Of course they can win it. I mean, look, I just hope Roy goes out there and has a go. Whether he's going to play two up front, we'll have to wait and see. Will he play the diamond system?
I don't think he will, mate.
I don't think he will either.
He might do against Wales.
I think the team will be Harry Kane up front, Dele Alli just sitting behind him in the number 10 role. Then to one side it'll be Rooney. Another side will be Lallana.
Yeah,
I think he loves Lallana, so I think he'll play. And then you look at Wilshere, maybe Dyer would definitely play in that midfield. But the back four is a bit of a problem, Al. I mean, Cahill and Smalling,
why don't you play a three?
Expect
of them?
To play. Well, what happens is if your fullbacks do bomb on, Dyer's got to just sit back into the back two. And then you split, so there's a three at the back then. And when you win the ball back, Dyer can go forward a little bit more. So they just got to get the right formation in there. But there's one good thing about England, they've got options. They've got so many options going forward. Vardy, so I don't know if Sturridge is going to make it now.
Are you not worried about the first game? That worries me.
Yeah.
No one talks about Russia, the top of Wales, and then the top of the last game, pressure on. Game for me.
It's so important you get to a win in the first game. Then it takes a little bit of pressure off you, and it breeds a bit of confidence. So let's hope they have a good tournament. The good thing about it as well, Al, they don't get them in the draw, France or Germany. France or Germany are the ones to beat.
Yeah,
Spain, the third favourite. Yeah, they're the third favourites, but France and Germany, France especially being at home, that they would only meet France or Germany in the final, which is a blessing, really, for England's point of view. So let's hope they have a good tournament. Look, I'm expecting quarterfinals, semi-finals is a bonus. If they can get to a final, it'd be amazing, but it's going to be very difficult to do that.
Ray, brilliant. Ray Parler on Audio Boom, up front with Alan Brazil. Thank you for listening. Ray, we'll do another one next week.
Cheers, Al.
brought to you by Audioboom.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.